Welcome to another episode of The Working Title, hosted by PJ Harries.
Welcome, guys. So hello again to the podcast, The Working Title. So we're going to go with a solo one today. I fired something out on Instagram and my social media a couple of days ago now, and it was a Q&A. So I was sort of getting some questions, getting some ideas of a big generic podcast I'm going to do coming up. So that while that was building, what I found was that I actually got quite a few questions that were the same, and they were based around this one topic that we're going to go through today. Now, I didn't think it would be necessary to do a full podcast on this. I think if I was going to do a full podcast, like a full hour-ish podcast, I'd want to bring some of the guys on, some of the ex-Marines on, maybe like one of the personal trainers, one of the PTIs, something like that, and really do it justice. But for this specific point that I wanted to make on this one, I thought it'd be good to sort of hit it up and just do a little 10-minute blast out. All the recent podcasts I've done have been quite long and with other people, so I figured if I could do this one, a little bit sort of 10 minutes, good blast of info, get you some info there. So the thing about this one, guys, is it is going to be about the PRMC, which is the Potential Royal Marines course. And this is like a couple of day course down in Lympstone that you do about your second or third thing into applying for the Royal Marines. So it's part of the selection process, and it's about the second or third thing, depending on what you count. But it's pretty much the second major thing. First thing is a pre-joining fitness test, which is essentially a run on a treadmill. Then the second big thing is this. And it's kind of a big deal. People big it up a lot. You can buy online courses, how to pass a PRMC and all that stuff. And you can read books. You can do loads of stuff. Look on the website, the Royal Marines recruiting website. They've got videos on how to do it. Loads of stuff on YouTube. So there is a massive wealth of knowledge and all the tests. There's no secret. You can find the points that you have to get and everything like that. So all of the actual nitty-gritty and all the how to do things, when to do them and all that, I don't really want to go into that. How to pass it, I don't really want to go into that because that will take up a lot of time. And as I say, when I do come to do that, I want to bring someone in that's a bit more of a subject matter expert. I did mine, but knocking on 7-8 years ago now, and I've only done it once, and I only wanted to do it once because it was a stepping stone into the Marines. So for me to say, you know, top tips on how to pass would be a bit, you know, not quite genuine. So what I wanted to make this podcast is a 10 or so minutes of the top tips of a PRMC course, of how to perform on one, or how to prepare for one. And the reason why I think this is valuable is that it won't just be valuable for people that want to pass PRMC. A lot of the things that I'm going to mention, and I'll explain why I said we in a minute, but a lot of things that I'm going to mention in this podcast are things that you can take into everyday life, things that you can mold into everyday training, things that you can use going forward or never again, or you can apply it to most things. So that's why I wanted to keep it on topic in terms of this is top tips, if you like, of how to pass a PRMC. But in reality, it's just some good advice. It's some good, solid, foundational advice. Now, keeping in theme of what I've been doing recently and really drawing on other people's info, I actually reached out to two different former Royal Marine Commandos. Two different ones. One who's a personal trainer in Dubai. His name is Mark Sumner. He's going to be coming on the podcast as soon as we can get the date sorted. And he's given me some top tips on how to pass a PRMC. And I also reached out to Glenn Stein. Now, Glenn is also a former Marine, and I knew him at 4-2 only briefly, but I did know him at 4-2, commando that is. And he has now gone on to work in South Africa for Veterans for Wildlife, the conservation and anti-poaching charity that I've done a little bit of work for as well. So I picked those two mainly because I was chatting to them at the time about different stuff. So I just dropped the question in to what we're discussing. Both of those guys are hopefully going to be coming on the podcast probably via Skype anytime soon, because one will be coming from Dubai and one's going to be coming from South Africa. So let's hope that works. Good old Skype, eh? So, and what I'll do is when I'm giving each of those tips from those guys, I'll make sure I mention who they came from and their social medias. So if you guys have any more questions about that specific topic or that bit of advice, or just want to ask them how they got so turbo essence, then you can fire that through their Instagrams and stuff like that. Okay, cool. So I think it'd only be fair, although I've mentioned that it'll be a bit more generic, it would only be fair to fire into the what is the PRMC, like a brief overview of what it is. So it's a couple of days. It's down, held down at Lymston. And as I say, it's like the second thing you have to do to join the Royal Marines, or the second big thing. So you go down, you are in a group of a full squad, if you like, or a full troop. First is a 2.4k squadded run, mile and a half. So you run out there as a squad in 12 and a half minutes, pace set by the PTI. You hit a point, you turn around, and essentially you sprint back. So you have to stay with the pack on the way out there. If you drop back, you'll be sent home. And then you sprint back as fast as you physically can the rest of the mile and a half. And I think the maximum time you have to do it in is like 11 minutes 15 for a minimum pass. But the quicker you do it, the more points you get moving forward. Then you've got like the bleep test, like the VO2 bleep test. You should aim to hit, when I was doing it, and according to the website, I think this might be about right, it's about level 12 is satisfactory. 13 and above is what you should try and aim for. Obviously, the higher, the better points you get. And the minimum pass is like 10.5. So the minimum pass is more than achievable for anyone that's basically relatively fit. Because what they're looking for, guys, is they're looking for a good base level of fitness. They're not looking for you to be an absolute animal straight away. Then you do press-ups, which is 60 to a bleep is maximum score. 40 to a bleep is like satisfactory, and 30 is like the minimum number. But if you can't do more than 30 press-ups, then you're a sack, and I don't even want to speak to you. No, I'm only joking. Next one's pull-ups. These are all sort of like gym-based exercises, guys, but as you can see, it's very body weight intense. Pull-ups, maximum score or upwards of that is like 16. Look about 12 if you can to score reasonable. And the minimum's 3, but again, if you can't do more than 3 pull-ups and you're trying to be a Royal Marine commando, sack. Next, we've got sit-ups. So sit-ups, again, same sort of theory. Someone holds your legs up and down. All of these done are done very strictly, as strict form as you can imagine for the Royal Marines. It all gets demoed, and there's more demos on the websites. But that is 85 for like a top score, 70 for a satisfactory, and then 60 for a minimum number. If you're wondering how I can remember this off my head, guys, I'm not. I'm reading it off the website, so it's all on there. Then you have a swim test, jump off a board, swim a little bit, pick a brick off the bottom of the swimming pool, and I think it's swim. Yeah, you go, swim 80 metres. Any thing you want, any stroke you want. So usually breaststroke. So that's pretty much like the set official tests, if you like. They're the ones that if you don't pass that, you're not even getting to day 2 or day 3. So they're the ones that you really need to focus on, and they're the ones that you can prepare for. Again, as I say, they're all on the Royal Navy MOD careers website, so you can sort of jump on there and get them. And that's what you need to start working towards. But let's get into the important bit, guys. Let's get into the podcast. Let's get into why I've done this. What are the top tips? So the top tips for me, guys, are if you want to go and do a PRMC, do not overstress it in your mind. Don't overstress it. Yes, it's a big deal, and it will be the biggest thing probably you've done to try and get into the Marines or in your life if you're a young guy, or you know, it will be quite important to you, but try not to overstress it in your head. You know, stay calm, stay focused, and just prepare well. In terms of theory preparedness, you don't need to do too much. If you have a little read up of core history, try and get a basic understanding of ranks, rank structure within the Royal Marines, and a little bit of the Navy, just in case you see a few. Just so you know what to refer to people, and you don't just see weird patterns on people's shoulders and start panic calling stripies, sir, or corporals like brother or anything like that. So have a little browse about ranks, and as I say, maybe a little bit about corps history and corps structure, so that if you get down there, you know, they may not ask you anything, but at least you've got a basic idea of what you're joining. You know, if they do turn around and start speaking about 4-2 commando, you're not there going, what the hell's 42nd commando fighting regiment men of foot or anything like that. All right, so just a brief sort of look, and make sure you're comfortable with the structure, with the it's all Googleable, guys, just Google it and have a little bit of look at the history and things like that, and that will help you when you get through and you get onto basic training. That sort of basic idea will help you as well for when you get to foundation and you start looking into your core history and stuff. At least then you've got a little bit of a head start on everyone else, even if you don't get that far. It's just a little bit of geek knowledge. So don't stress it. Have a little look at the theory stuff. Good. What about fitness wise? Well, some of the other guys, so Mark and Glenn, they both mention quite a lot of the fitness stuff, but something that they don't mention in their top tips that I'll be going on to in a minute are, I get a lot of questions about this. It's like, oh, should I start weighted running? Should I start running with boots? Should I start getting some trousers on and running around the local village? My best advice would be definitely 100% do not do that. Number one, you are putting yourself high risk at injury if you're going bang straight out from not really running much or just running much straight into weight and kit. You can very easily hurt yourself doing that, so I would not recommend that to anyone. If you're up and down mountains all the time hiking, then I would say do that. Get some time in the hills, get some times walking around, maybe pick the pace up a little bit, but don't just go out straight on the hills and give it a go. You know, the hills are always dangerous no matter how small. Weather can come in at any minute, so make sure you're always prepared. But if you are comfortable on the hills and you already know that, a little bit of time out on there won't be too bad. But in terms of actually running with kit on straight away, don't bother. When you get there, they build you up slowly. You start off in shorts and trainers, you build up to trousers and trainers, then you build up to boots and trousers, then you build up to adding a little bit more weight on, a little bit more weight on, until you finish training, you know, carrying 55 pounds over the 30 miler. So don't try and jump steps. You know, they're not looking for the finished article to turn up on the door. They're looking for a base level of fitness and potential. Cool. So they're pretty much my top tips, guys, are don't overstress it. Make sure you prepare and keep focused on what you're doing, but don't let it blow your mind away, because it doesn't need to. Spend some time on the prep of stuff that you might not have thought about. Have a little think about the structure, about the core history, and about that sort of stuff. And lastly, don't try and jump ahead. Just stay with the basics of fitness. Keep to body weight. Keep with gentle running. Don't try and chuck on weight and boots straight away. Now, how is that relatable to real life? So the way that's relatable to real life, guys, is that no matter how big the challenge that you perceive that to be in your mind, it won't be in a few years' time. So when I was going through the PRMC, the only thing I focused on was PRMC, was passing the PRMC. 7 years later now, I haven't thought about it really for like the whole time, 7-8 years. Like, I've only just thought about it now to do a bit of a podcast. Like, and that is the same with everything. You know, as soon as you get stressed out about this meeting, that meeting, about this interview, you know, you'll get into your own head and you make it more of a problem for yourself. If you attack it for what it is, you prepare yourself and you remain calm, you will do a lot better in that scenario, whatever that task is, than if you let it, the gravity of the situation, creep in, and if you over fluff it in your mind. Start basic as well, guys. You know, start basic, start at the bottom level and build up slowly. Don't try and jump straight into, you know, you wouldn't try and climb Everest straight away if you've never even walked up Snowdon. So that, again, relatable to real life. Don't try and jump straight into it. Build yourself up slowly. And then the preparedness in terms of researching, guys. No matter what you're going into, what the challenge ahead of you is, what interview it is, it always benefits you to do a little bit of background information. So even if you're applying for a job in McDonald's, have a quick browse about McDonald's. Have a look at the history. Have a look at who runs the shop that you're going to, and who owns the franchise in your area. You know, it's all public information, just so that you can show that little bit of extra keenness for what you're doing, and you're just that little bit better prepared with stuff that other people don't think about. So that's my top three. If you want to ask me any more about them guys, jump on PJ Harries on Facebook, or Pudge, P-U-J underscore Harries, H-A-R-R-I-E-S on Instagram, and hit me up there and ask me some more questions and I'll happily answer them. On to Mr. Mark. So Mark is, as I say, Mark Sumner is a personal trainer out in Dubai, or Saudi Arabia, or somewhere like that. We'll find out when he comes on the podcast. But his Instagram, so if you've got any questions about this, guys, is Mark, M-A-R-K underscore Masu, M-A-S-U on Instagram. So give him a shout if you've got any tips or want any more information about these. So his main tip, or the thing that he found really helped him when he was doing his PMC, guys, was buying a pull-up bar and putting it on the door outside. So whenever he was heading out or heading in, bang out a couple of pull-ups, helps him progress slowly and build them up. Same with the press-ups, guys. Focus on those press-ups. Focusing on body weight preparation, same thing as I said. The other little tips he said that haven't really been mentioned were really good, actually. He was like running. He was running a lot all the time, but he was running with no music. So a lot of people you'll see, including myself, I'll chuck my headphones in if I do go for a run, and I cruise around my headphones in. Now, it's really good, helps you focus, whatever it works for you. But in the Marines, you will be running, you'll be running a lot, and you'll never have music unless you go out for a run on your own in your own time, which you won't do in training. But, you know, when you're in the Marines, you might do. But when you're training or running with the Marines, you will never have music. So if you're really unfamiliar with that, that's a great point to get used to it. He used it as a really good way to focus and feel isolated and get into his own mind. And if you want to do it for that, again, that works. But in terms of for the PRMC, you're not allowed to use music. You're running all the time. You don't have music. If you've never done it before, it will feel strange and it will feel different. Give it practice. Get used to it. The last one that Mark said that was incredibly useful, which I kind of wish I'd done, is meet up with the lads that you're going to be on PRMC with. Now, he went paintballing with some of the guys only once, but it does help. Most of them you can reach out to through your careers advisor at the careers office and get in Facebook groups and stuff like that. I remember I was chucked into a couple of Facebook groups and things like that, and with WhatsApp now, it's probably easier than you think to get hold of these people. Just ask at the careers office when you go, like, is there anyone else on my PRMC? Can I reach out to anyone? That kind of stuff. And that's a really good one, guys, because when you go down, it is very daunting. You know, when you get off the train at Limpston, it's right on the camp. Bang, you're into it. There's no hustle. It's just straight into it. There's no gentleness. So if you can be riding down on the way there with a couple of the people you already kind of know, you've met a couple of times and there's not as many awkward hellos, that kind of thing, that really does work, and it helps pull each other through. And that was what Mark was saying as well. He's a big guy that focuses on, he can draw the best out of people and people draw the best out of him. So if he was comfortable in the environment, he's going to perform to his best. And if you know that's what you are, which pretty much everyone in the Marines needs to be because you work with people all the time, then spend some time and try and get hold of people and you know, go paintballing with them, meet up for a couple of wets, you know, whatever it is. If it's team building or it's just meeting up, just find something that you're spending time with people so that when you get down there and you're meeting all these new people, you know, you'll probably be in a troop of at least 60. And if you know five or six of them, you're on a leg up, you're a bit more comfortable. Wonderful. So thanks for that, Mark. As I say, Mark underscore Masu, M-A-R-K underscore M-A-S-U on Instagram. Give him a shout if you want to tap him up about any more of his top tips. Lastly, we're on to Handsome Glenn. So Glenn, as I say, is pretty much the sweat of the bunch. So out of me, him and Mark, he's the sweatiest bloke. When I was at PRMC, he was in FSG, Fire Sport Group. So he was like, as I say, the guys that have been around and done a lot and essentially just the booze hounds. So his PRMC would probably have been even longer ago than mine. Or definitely was, but hoofing bloke, never heard a bad word said about him, and that's been working sort of within knowledge of when I was in the Marines and now with what he's doing with the anti-poaching stuff. So without sucking him off too much, let's go into his top tips. So his top tips were really simple, guys, really simple, really effective, again based around staying with body weight. But his was test that mental fortitude. So his tips were test that mental fortitude by doing 2 hours flat out, essentially like a self-beasting. You know, set yourself a target, 5 press-ups, 5 sit-ups, 5 squats, you know, a mile and a half run, whatever it is, stick to those basics, pull-ups, burpees, press-ups, sit-ups, squats, that kind of thing. Set a bunch of numbers in a round and just keep hammering those rounds as many times you can, as hard as you can, until 2 hours is up. And he was just saying, you know, that mental fortitude of not giving up, just pushing through, beasting yourself over and over again, so that when it comes to the PRMC and you're experiencing that, it's not completely unfamiliar. You're used to pushing through, you're used to just keeping on going, no matter how much it hurts or how boring it is or how much it's hurting and you're sweating and whatever, you can just push through. So that was a great one. And the other one, the sort of last really good tip, was hill sprints and burpees. And my God, if I knew about hill sprints and burpees before I joined the Corps, I don't think I would love them as much as I did now, because they genuinely are one of the perfect things that you can do. Find a little bit of an incline or stairs, blast yourself up and down them, because any type of incline on any type of training area in the world ever will be found by the DS, the directing staff. You could be in the bloody desert, in the middle of nowhere, they will find that piece of slight incline and beast you up and down it. So yeah, hill sprints and burpees, good to go. So I wanted to do about 10 minutes, but it's hopped on. As I always do, I just get gobbing off and I gob off loads. But and we've hit over the 20-minute mark. But I think we've got some good information there, guys. As I say, this was top tips for the PRMC, the Potential Warm Wounds course. But hope where I alluded to, there's a lot of these things that can be brought into everyday life. So even if you're not thinking of attempting the PRMC or you're not bothered about it, at least it gives you a little bit of an info and a little bit of an insight into other things that you might think, oh yeah, actually, they made a good point there. So thanks to Mark, thanks to Glenn for firing in those answers, and keep an eye out, guys. As I say, the Q&A podcast will be coming out soon. I've already got quite a few questions, some ruder than others, some I'm not sure I'll say in the podcast. But if you've got any more, guys, please hit me up on Instagram, on Facebook, or any of those, and I'll try and answer them in the podcast. Thank you very much for listening. Hope to see you in the next one.
Thanks for listening to another episode of The Working Title, a podcast hosted by PJ Harries. Remember, do something that makes you just a little bit better every single day.